That is why we are saying that today we have to ask all those questions to them, because we have been asking all for so long. You remember when we invited the department? We have invited the TTI, we have invited the small business department, we have invited education, all those departments. But but what has happened is that this department has not even started to monitor what those departments are doing. We're even talking about the NDP, we talk about Operation Pakistan, 9-point plan, all those things. And we wanted this department to make sure that those departments which we have invited to this committee, they make sure that they plan with them, they do whatever they have to with the directive from the president. But the main thing that is happening is just that our department is not monitoring those departments. That is why we were asking to the minister, is there any MOU that he has signed, that she has signed with all these departments, to make sure that all those ministers, they make follow-up, they monitor whether their departments are doing something on that. What is happening? You go for oversight, then you find out no one even knows about that. There is this Department of Women. That is why we are saying we want the department to even send one or two officials to accompany us to do oversight, when we are doing oversight, even though there's no one that we have seen. We were going with the Department of Agriculture to Northwest. Have you seen the Department of Women? No way. No way.
But you know,
even the premier's offices, you know, those eight departments, they don't have even those gender focal points to those departments. What about the budget? The responsive budgeting. It's not there. It's not working. It's just there. Yes, ma'am. Wanted to talk.
To represent the committee, because we have to make input. Tomorrow they are not going to be there to make input.
Okay. Does the members allow this?
They're not coming.
Then we tell officials to call us when they are when they must.
Yeah,
they
call us when they are ready.
We've got something to do.
Yeah, we must. Let's go there.
Yeah, let's go there. Let's what go to the old of the person.
And then the officials will call us if
yeah, they call us when they are ready.
Yeah,
the meeting
is at
2 o'clock.
They'll call us one by one.
Well, the meeting
now
it's
12 o'clock.
It's starting there too.
Yeah, that meeting will be starting at 12 o'clock.
If they're not here at 2, we'll go over.
But we must sit here for 2 hours.
I'm now going to the office.
Going like that.
I have got something to do now.
Can you order lunch? Wine?
I'm not going to leave the meeting, I'm going to leave yet.
We waited on expenditure with the department not even accounting to us.
Madam Newman, that meeting that you are invited in is at 2 o'clock.
Okay.
Yes, so
now. 2 o'clock at what?
2 o'clock at all the assembly.
Meeting now and 2 o'clock.
Do we go there?
If Jesus
at 2 o'clock, you can go there at 2 o'clock, not now.
If Jesus comes and
let me talk about
that. Where is Sandra going?
I'm going to my office. On the floor.
No, we are going with
No,
no meeting. You all welcome to come join me in my office. Okay. Just down the hall here.
No, we are going to your meeting.
At 2.
Yeah,
at 2 o'clock, but now
it's
not
2.
But
I want to go there to
hear
what
you're talking
about.
We are waiting, all of us here.
Until 2 o'clock.
Until 2 o'clock.
And if they're not here at 2.
No, then if they're not here until 2 o'clock, until 1 o'clock, the last time, then you can go.
That's what
I'm going
to go
lunch.
I think they need to
I need water.
For now.
Yeah, the meeting is adjourned for now. So we've got a right to go out. Because it's adjourned.
You can go out, but you
and
can't.
Come back. Meeting. Come back what time?
Hey, yes, it's fine. I don't have any problem.
Come back what
I'll
time? If we go out.
But. But yeah, I guess we're going to leave for a meeting. Meaning the phone again, it's a meeting.
Yeah. I'm going to town now.
Yeah, you can come back. But you can come back.
3 o'clock.
I'm
home.
You can wait, man. It's better to be at until 11:30. Now it's 12 o'clock.
So what do you do?
I think it's a break for now. So break doesn't mean it's about the one hand, but
it's a break. Maybe we should say break until lunchtime.
Yeah, we can say it.
Yeah. Right now, come back 1 o'clock.
I never want to come.
You can come and say it.
It's chaos in Java now.
I'm going to go.
secondary fire.
No, you want to spend your card.
No.
It's supposed to stay in there. Just please, I don't have to leave. I'm a phone, you ask him where is he. You must see the curiosity in there. Ask him where is he, right?
Honorable members. Honorable members. Can you give me an attention? Honorable members, because we are having a problem that day to meet with the department today, so let us postpone the meeting until further notice. Kashiva and Sis Neliso will invite you again to come to the meeting.
And those
because we don't have...
And those officials that came all the way...
But because we don't have a clear indication exactly when is the meeting of the minister will end, you know. That is why we have to postpone the meeting. Do we agree with that, honorable members? Kashiva? Members, attention please. Kashiva? Yes.
Just tactically, in terms of time, next Tuesday, we have to go through our BRR report. It has to be adopted for it to be ATC, because Wednesday afternoon, it's MTBPS, that 2 o'clock the afternoon. So next Tuesday, I have to do the BRR, it has to come to this committee, and you have to adopt it. So, just in terms of time, we let's see, just have today, tomorrow, and I mean this Monday is a constituency day, and next Tuesday is already accounted for because we'll be looking at our BRR report.
Can they respond in handwritten response so that you can let's give them questions, handwritten questions, so that you can do your report?
Okay.
Yeah, because then, if we can meet them now. For you to prepare the report, time has run out. Give them a written question.
So if
respond this week, you are able to compile the report, and the next week we adopt the report.
Okay.
I agree with the honourable chair, because you know we're actually in terms of our program, we're supposed to meet them last week. Because of their commitments, we then rescheduled the meeting and prioritized CGE for last week. So, to us, actually, it's just an inconvenience. We're supposed to write a report based on the annual report that we have read. And actually, I think we're wasting our time of sending them questions. Why can't we have...
Formality. All the things that we're asking, which are in the annual report... Then get whatever. Give them 2 days or 1 day to respond, because they can email the answers to you and then write the report. And then on Tuesday we adopt the report.
Do you agree, honourable member?
Yeah.
Okay, Kashima.
Can I just Ms. Chi, what are the key things you'd over and above what you already have in the annual report? What are the other things you would like that we haven't received from the department that you want clarity on? because that is what we're going to put in a formal letter that will go to the minister. And today is Tuesday, so we'll ask them to respond by Thursday afternoon, because it gives them today, Wednesday, and Thursday. But just so we're clear, what is it that the committee would like the department to give in addition to what we already have?
I don't know. I mean, I'm satisfied with the questions that are there. So I don't have any faces. I'm not sure they do.
The invoices that were paid outside the yesterday, they say that $3,500. But otherwise, we have to the progress report in terms of the land transfer.
But we also want them to come and present the trust report on their sanitary police, to come and present it here in the committee. No, their trust. If you can say a final report, you'll get it after 4 years. The trust.
Okay, maybe to add on that, because they have said that these are the highlights for them, but we don't have those these reports. The business case on sanitary dignity frameworks, we don't have that report. The draft toolkit dashboard for reporting the measuring the economic empowerment of women through the 9-point plan, we don't have it. The women's financial inclusion framework, and also the business case on gender responsive budgeting. We also need that. There's also the pilot report on the national dialogues in Limpopo. Honourable members, the issues raised there.
Chair.
But all these questions that we have been asking Kashiva, because I know this. Yes, sir.
If I have questions, not now, maybe this afternoon, you know, direct them to include them with it. Okay. Yes, let's have an email.
Okay. And the announcement, honorable members,
the land is ready, it's not ready.
Where's Mark's building? Where is it?